Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delusional. That's the only word I can describe. What I witnessed after the South Carolina primary was a dominant beatdown by Donald J. Trump. And when I say delusional, the person I'm saying is delusional is none other than Nikki Haley, who after being trounced by Trump in her own state, losing her own city slash county where she lives, precinct where she lives, they wouldn't even vote for her in a majority. She walks out in front of the cameras and says this.
I don't believe Donald Trump can beat Joe Biden. There are huge numbers of voters in our Republican primaries who are saying they want an alternative. I said earlier this week that no matter what happens in South Carolina, I would continue to run for president. I'm a woman of my word.
There it is. That is what delusional sounds like. Now, let me also explain why this is happening. And before I give you all the details, I want to tell you about my friends at Patriot Mobile. If you're like me and you are sick and tired of giving your money to woke companies, you've got to make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Let me explain why. Because every time you make a phone call, every single time you pay your bill, every time you send a text, you are actually standing up for what you believe in. Because 5% of your bill every month goes back to support conservative causes. And that's why Patriot Mobile was created, to fight back. You may not realize this, but Big Mobile, the company you're probably with right now, gives massive donations to Planned Parenthood and to Democratic causes and candidates running for local, state, national, and even the presidential election cycle. Don't give your money to companies that hate your values. Switch to Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all the major networks that you're using right now, which means you get the same exact coverage you're accustomed to without funding the agenda of the woke left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, they support free speech, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life, as well as the Second Amendment with every single dollar every time you pay your bill. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Ben. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ben. You can call them and switch 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Plus, you'll get free activation when you use the promo code Ben when you check them out. Don't forget it. Promo code Ben, free activation, 972-PATRIOT or PatriotMobile.com/Ben.
I've had countless people at CPAC that came up to me, and I was also at a retreat this weekend in Austin, who asked me the same question. Why is Nikki Haley staying in? Number one, because she still has money. Yes, she still has the money to stay in. That is number one. I want to be very clear about that. Number two, there are people within the, quote, Republican establishment that want to hurt Donald Trump's chances of getting elected. They would rather have Joe Biden exactly the same way that they would rather have Joe Biden than Donald Trump last time. Those people's minds have not changed. And as long as you have their money and their goal is to create chaos within the Republican Party, and to make sure that Donald Trump and any other hardcore conservative MAGA candidate does not win. That's their goal. That's their agenda. That's their objective. And they're willing to spend this money. They don't look at it like they're wasting money. Now, let's talk about the money aspect of this right now. Nikki Haley got trounced. It was a brutal beatdown. South Carolina governor put it this way. McMaster is saying, we just hit maximum velocity as Donald Trump skyrocketed immediately out of the gates when the numbers came in and the race was called within minutes. Now, I've been doing this for a long time. I have never seen South Carolina happen so quickly, be called so quickly. I've never seen that in a primary this way. Donald Trump was dominant. He was declared the winner of South Carolina primary race within minutes of the polls closing. The media knew, the pollsters knew, everybody in the state knew Nikki Haley had no chance in hell. And you got to think that if the people of South Carolina, where she lives, couldn't even give her a 10-minute runway, that's how many people voted against her in the primary that was over within about 10 minutes. It was a massive blow to Nikki Haley, yes, in reality. But when it comes to donors, it's not over. Within minutes of the polls closing, the Associated Press called the race for Trump and others then followed. The Associated Press put out this tweet saying, quote, breaking, Donald Trump wins South Carolina presidential primary in South Carolina. AP race calls at 7 p.m. Eastern time. CBS News following that up 6 minutes later saying breaking. CBS News projects Donald Trump wins the South Carolina Republican primary. 13 minutes after the top of the hour at 7 o'clock, 7:13, NBC News. Donald Trump defeats Nikki Haley in South Carolina GOP primary, NBC News projects. And what did the president say when he was on stage? A lot of people are looking to see if he was going to go after Nikki Haley. What did he say? Listen.
I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina. So,
double the number of votes that ever been received in the great state of South Carolina. All the polls, by the way, predicted a landslide victory for Trump in her home state. The polls closed immediately, and bam, it was game over. Now let's talk about the cash that was wasted. Now, I want to be clear, the people giving to Nikki Haley do not believe that Nikki Haley wasted their money. They believe they're stopping Donald Trump from getting to the White House again. That's why they're doing it. Nikki Haley, in theory, wasted $76.4 million in South Carolina, New Hampshire, and Ohio defeats to Donald Trump combined. The former South Carolina governor wasted, again, $76.4 million. Now, that money, some of it would have gone to Donald Trump. Now, to be clear, a lot of it would not. And the reason why I say that is because these are the never Trumpers who are just trying to make sure that no matter what, Donald Trump does not win the presidency ever again. And that's where her money is coming from. Nikki Haley is worse, I would argue, than many Democrats right now because she is wasting this money. But also, she's trying to defeat Donald Trump from getting all of the prize, which is the presidency. I think Nikki Haley knows deep down that she has no chance in hell. She's not an idiot. So the question is, why does she keep going? Because these establishment donors have probably promised her that if she'll just stay in the race, tie up Donald Trump in a primary, weaken him so he can't focus on Biden the general, that then down the road they'll take care of her, whether that's with defense contracts, whether that's with consulting fees, or another presidential run in 4 years. Her donors are using her, as I would describe it, as nothing more than a useful idiot. The donors who have given her the $76.4 million, the big donors certainly know Nikki Haley is not going to win. They know she has no pathway to the presidency, the same way that Ron DeSantis knew it after the first state when he beat Nikki Haley. And why did he drop out of that race? It's very simple. He couldn't look at the donors in the eyes and say, I have a pathway to victory, write another check. He knew he didn't have a pathway to victory. Remember, she hasn't won a state. In fact, she's the first loser every time there's a race, whether she's been low on the candidate. I mean, she got beat by DeSantis, not just Trump. She got beat by DeSantis, and DeSantis then dropped out of the race because DeSantis knew there was no way to pathway to victory for him as a candidate. But that's why you have to understand this is not about getting her elected anymore. This is about trying to weaken Donald Trump so that he will not win the presidency. You look at the massive amount of money spent in the first three primaries of this cycle, it also shows how strong Trump's grassroots is. How strong the support is on the ground. This is still very much a grassroots effort. That is encouraging because when you have people that are this fired up to support the former president, Donald Trump, and they're still showing up in record numbers to vote for him, and they're still showing up to rallies that are massive rallies, what it tells you is he is truly the people's choice. Regardless of what Nikki Haley and the establishment try to do.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
when I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's talk about the media's side of this. The media love Nikki Haley. They love her because she's hurting Donald Trump every day she stays in the race. As I mentioned earlier, and I'll say it again, she's a nothing but a useful idiot. Nikki Haley is a useful idiot for the left, for Joe Biden. In fact, I would argue she's the number one surrogate for Joe Biden. I would also argue giving money to Nikki Haley is actually more valuable to Joe Biden than giving money to Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Because Nikki Haley's out there distracting Donald Trump from his real adversary, which is Joe Biden. And this is why she's doing it. And there are people that are telling her, we know you're going to lose. We don't care. Just stay in the race and screw up Donald Trump's world so that he's not the presumptive nominee. NBC News Meet the Press this morning basically said exactly what I just said, admitting it. Saying that there's a growing chorus of Trump aides and allies that want him to focus on hitting Biden and unifying the Republican Party, which is exactly what we should be focusing on. But instead, we've got this little, you know, chihuahua that's nipping at our ankles that we're having to deal with as a party right now because there are establishment people that are refusing to stop giving her money, even though she keeps coming in last place. Take a listen to this from Meet the Press.
Good Sunday morning. Former President Donald Trump is solidifying his grip on the Republican nomination after beating Nikki Haley in the Midwest, the Northeast, the West, and now the South. Trump delivering a crushing blow to Haley in her home state on Saturday, trouncing her by nearly 20 points with nearly 60% of the vote. The former president dominating nearly every key group in the South Carolina Republican primary electorate, according to NBC News exit poll results. Trump now setting his sights squarely on the general election.
In certain countries, you're allowed to call your election date. If I had the right to do it, I'd do it tomorrow. I'd say, we're having an election tomorrow.
More than 60% of South Carolina Republican primary voters said in exit polls they would consider Trump fit to be president even if he was convicted of a crime. But Nikki Haley, defiant, vowing to stay in the race through Super Tuesday, but not saying what will happen after that.
I'm going to count it. I know 40% is not 50%. But I also know 40% is not some tiny group. In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice. Not a Soviet-style election with only one candidate.
As former President Trump looks to a likely general election rematch with President Biden, a growing chorus of his aides and allies tell NBC News they want him to fixate less on personal grievances and instead focus on hitting President Biden and unifying the Republican Party. The challenges of that were on display on Friday night during a speech at the Black Conservative Federation's annual gala in South Carolina. Trump griped about his legal troubles, including four indictments, complaining of discrimination.
I got indicted a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like me, because they have been hurt so badly and discriminated against. And they actually viewed me as I'm being discriminated against.
You listen to what Donald Trump said there. And you hear the claps in the background. Donald Trump has clearly been discriminated against. There's no doubt about it. They're indicting him left and right. People see that it's unfair. He's absolutely blowing Nikki Haley away. And this growing number of people around him are saying it's time to focus on hitting Biden. I agree. I don't think there's any chance in hell that she's going to have an amazing Super Tuesday, referring to Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley knew before the votes were even cast in South Carolina she was going to lose. And she also knew that she didn't have to drop out that night because the money had already been guaranteed. The Democrats are making sure they can control chaos in a way, okay, that is just unbelievable. They've got Democrats have Donald Trump in court, under indictments, charges that have been filed, grand juries that have been convened. And now, to top it all off, they're the most excited about the fact that Donald Trump is having to run against somebody that everyone knows has no chance of winning, that is nothing but a distraction. This is, and again, I what makes me mad about Nikki Haley is this. She knows what she's doing. She has sold her soul to the Republican devil. The Rhino Republicans, that's what she's done. She has sold her soul to the Republican rhinos who hate Donald Trump with a passion. And she's fine with it because she thinks, hey, maybe he doesn't win. Maybe I can weaken him against Joe Biden. Maybe I can help Joe Biden win. The country continues to spiral out of control. And then she can come back in 4 years with all of these donors that she just picked up. And all of these donors are going to say, you did your job last time. You got rid of Trump. Now, what I need you to do is very simply go back out there again, be our Rhino candidate, and we'll give you the money to run again. That is what this is all about. So if you know people that are backing Nikki Haley, tell them honestly. Just tell them honestly, okay? Just say, look, you're being played, and you are helping the Democratic Party more than anyone else. If you're giving money right now to Nikki Haley, you're not giving money to Republicans. You're giving money to you're giving an in-kind contribution to the Biden-Harris communist regime. That's what you're doing. You are giving an in-kind donation to them. Full stop. There is no difference between a donation right now to Nikki Haley and a donation to Joe Biden. You're supporting the lawlessness. You're supporting the anarchy. You're supporting people coming after Donald Trump. You're supporting those that are trying to put him in jail and every other Republican that they can't stand. That's what you are supporting. So understand what you're doing. Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. This isn't even about defeating Donald Trump as the nominee. This is only about hurting him going into the general election and giving Joe Biden a better chance. That's all it is, folks. Plain and simple. This isn't hard to figure out. Okay, this isn't hard to understand. This is very, very clear. The objective, the initiative. And now that you know it, tell everyone. I talked about this earlier this week on my podcast. And if you missed it, go back. How to win a Republican primary. How to win a Democratic primary. And sometimes to win things, there's other people that do things to try to help you get there or to get in your way. It's like, hey, if I can't have it, neither can you. And I think that's part of what this is actually about. Is Nikki Haley is like, hey, if I can't be president, well, then you can't either. Not referring to Joe Biden, referring to Donald Trump. That's the big part of the problem here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to take a moment, by the way, to talk about Donald Trump and Donald Trump the candidate in light of not only just big wins in South Carolina against Nikki Haley, but also just consistently big wins since the Republican primary started. Donald Trump was regarded by most political talking heads and consultants as a extremely undisciplined politician who couldn't get out of his way and couldn't stay on message when he needed to stay on message the most. And I think Donald Trump learned a lot, actually, from the loss to Joe Biden 3 years ago. And it seems like he is very much a different candidate now, where he is stopping the relitigating of the past, talking about the issues of the day now, talking about the persecution against him with all the lawsuits that are coming against him now, talking about the deep state and how they came after him from every angle, from the CIA to the NSA to the FBI to the DOJ. They were undermining him while he was the president. They were coming after people around him, trying to get dirt on him, like they did with General Flynn and others. And I understand that Donald Trump is angry, and I could understand why he would want to, in theory, relitigate the past. I want to make that very clear. But what he's learned is no one cares about that, and people are tired of hearing about that. People are sick and tired of hearing about it. And what Donald Trump seems to be doing now, which is incredibly exciting for me as a supporter of Donald Trump, is that he seems to be learning, I mean, really, really, really learning, that you can't go and talk about the past in that capacity, the wrongs against you, and think that a bunch of people are going to show up and vote for you. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Donald Trump was campaigning in Rock Hill, South Carolina over the weekend on the eve of the primary vote, right? He's making his closing arguments to the people in South Carolina. And I want you to hear what he had to say as he was talking to them, asking for their vote. And notice how he's keeping it in the present, not in the past. And that's why I think he won by so much in South Carolina. Nikki Haley, home state, listen.
You know, it's amazing. There is more spirit now than at any time anyone has ever seen in any campaign. You know, we're 9 months away. It's not like, gee, we're going to vote tomorrow. Tomorrow's your big day. You're going to vote in a primary tomorrow. But the big day is November 5th. Nobody has ever seen spirit like this. This is like, for some people, think of it. Nobody would have a crowd like this anyway, even if it was the day before the election. But this is like the day before the election stuff. The saddest thing is we have 9 months to go, and the kind of stupidity and destruction that they have and can cause is just mind-boggling. So we have to just hope that this time flies, because we have to take over. They're going to destroy this country. We're going to end up in a world war. We'll end up in World War III. They'll destroy our country. We have to get out. We have to win. Under the Trump administration, you were better off. Your family was better off. Your neighbors were better off. Your communities were better off. And our country was far, far, far better off. That's for sure. America was stronger and tougher and richer and safer and more confident. Think of it. We've lost our confidence as a country. How about that? You know, I've said that in a lot of speeches. We've lost our confidence. What a horrible thing to attribute to our country, that we've lost our confidence, and we will. We have no leadership. We're not respected any place in the world. But I'm more confident than ever that we will soon be sitting behind that beautiful, resolute desk in the Oval Office, and we'll bring it back quickly.
And we'll bring it back quickly. The theme there was clear. The nation was better off during my term. Now, you're comparing the past. You're not relitigating the past. He's talking about how life will be different. He talked about how we have to beat crooked Joe Biden. And he's right. Again, talking about the current president.
We want to aim toward a time called November 5th. That's what we need, November 5th. Got to beat crooked Joe Biden. If it's going to be him, I don't know if he's going to make it to the starting gate. I don't know about that, Henry. Is he going to make it to the starting? Henry would know. Has he been a great governor, by the way? He's been great. That was a big part of the equation. I said, I'm going to move her out, make him governor. I like that. And I did you a big favor. But we're going to have a gigantic victory here in South Carolina. We're going to show crooked Joe Biden and the radical left Democrats that we are coming like a freight train in November.
Again, you listen to this, and he's keeping it on point. He talked about the indictments, and he talked about it in a humorous way, but also in a serious way. Listen.
And you think they treat me bad, and they do. They're horrible people. These people are sick. They're sick. I've been indicted more than Alphonse Capone, the great guy. It's true. I got indicted. My parents are looking down. They're saying, I never thought this could happen to my son. He's been indicted. I didn't know what the hell the word indicted. And it all took place instantly. If I fly over a blue state, the next day I get a federal grand jury notice. Please report. And they indicted me on bullshit. It's all bullshit. But remember, if any other person were in this position, they'd be treated the same way as they're treating me. I don't think that's harshly. I think they truly hate me more than anybody that's ever lived. You know, it's all because we won an election, 2016, that we weren't expected to win. Now, I expected to win it. All of you expected. We'd go to rallies with a 50,000, 52,000, 68,000, 101,000. We had a rally. And they'd go to rally and they'd have like in the case of Biden, he'd have eight circles, beautiful little circles. And they'd have to use the media to stand him because they had no people.
You hear a man there that's crystal clear. He's concise. You hear a man there speaking to you that is not on a cognitive decline like Joe Biden is. You know, all these articles, I mentioned this in my podcast this last week, and I gave you a lot of those articles that they're trying to tie Joe Biden's age to Donald Trump's age. They're now trying to tie Donald Trump or Joe Biden's cognitive decline to some artificial made up decline of Donald Trump. If you just listen to Donald Trump there, there's no difference in the way that he speaks now than the way that he would speak 4 years ago. You play Joe Biden now, even compared to 4 years ago, they're two different men. There is no comparison. And so what they're going to try to do next, just so you are very prepared for this, is they're going to keep hitting Donald Trump and say, oh, well, if Joe Biden's in a cognitive decline, so is Donald Trump. If Joe Biden's too old to be president, so is Donald Trump. Don't fall for that crap, okay? Do not fall for it. Whatever you do, do not fall for it.
Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people, and we will see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.